Good morning, everyone. Today I'm going to present one of my trials last year, in which we evaluated soil herbicides for pigweed, morning glory control, and injury assessment in extended cotton. All right, morning glory and pigweed are something that we are very familiar with in cotton, and you can tell how many talks this morning about pigweed, so you can realize the importance of this weed. Definitely most problematic weed in many cotton areas in many states for years, and also, you know, pigweed is gaining resistance to multiple modes of action. And last year we finally lost the PPO due to resistance. We haven't quite got that in Alabama yet, but I think it will be eventually on the way, so we better be prepared. And also, morning glory is a troublesome weed in many row crops, not only cotton but also soybean, peanut, and corn, and particularly corn, because, you know, after it could be in early July or August after corn harvest, this morning glory really take off, and that's the case in a lot of southern states, especially for South Alabama, South Georgia, Florida. You know, growing season can be so long, and this year morning glory is actually my biggest weed in my trials, and also grass is always a problem. Post-emergent options are generally more effective than prey, you know, things like Staple, Liberty, Anvil, and particularly AIM, carfentrazone, are very effective against morning glory. However, that means every time you burn it off with the post options, it will come back real quick. So that's the problem. And also when we talk about soil herbicides, you know, cotton injury and growth stunting is always a concern. You know, two classic examples are Reflex and Valor. Rainfall after application, soil temperature, soil moisture, soil, and other soil environmental factors can all contribute to the injury on cotton or crop seedlings. These are reflex injury on cotton. This is one of my trials in Georgia several years ago. I believe this cotton received 8 pounds per acre of reflex, which is 8 times over the legal rate. But it's live. You know, I didn't kill them all. This one is a greenhouse trial, and this cotton received 4 pounds per acre over the top. So injury is a concern. The objective of this study is to evaluate cotton growth and yield response to soil herbicide treatments, and evaluate morning glory and pigweed control in cotton, and also provide insights into future weed control and herbicide usage in extended cotton. We had 3 locations in Alabama. One is Center, which is in the north part of the state, and then Helen and Fairhope. Had 3 planting days. Fairhope and Center were planted back to back at 2 days in May. Helen trial was planted late because the first planted trial failed. We had a horrible stand, so we got a replant, and that's why we're kind of running late. Pre-plant application was made 2 weeks before planting or pre. Pre and planting was done in the same day. Cotton varieties included 2 extended cotton, actually 1 extended cotton variety planted at 2 locations, and a Delta Pine variety, just for a comparison. At the Center location, we got a pretty heavy residue cover when we started. At Helen, it's a conventional tillage. We basically just disc the whole area and spray treatments. This is a Fairhope, a fairly heavy soil. I can't say real heavy, it's probably a loamy soil, but it doesn't drain water very well, and you can see how many morning glory I have after the cotton germinated. Helen location got a very sandy soil. Center location probably got a loamy soil as well, a little bit heavier. So this is the treatment list I have. The first three treatments are split reflex treatment, which I would recommend to reduce the injury concern a little bit, you know, 10 ounce followed by 10 ounce. The next 3 treatments are reflex at higher rate at the pre-plant surface, same day for planting. And next 3 treatments are split direx at a 12 followed by 12 ounce plus 3 other soil herbicides. Treatment 10 to 12 are prowl followed by higher rate of direx at a pre-plant surface, at the pre-surface. 13 to 15 are valor at a 2 ounce per acre rate pre-plant surface. We didn't use any incorporation, no incorporation, just let it sit up there. 2 weeks later, put down Direx with Prowl, Reflex with Prowl, and Warren with Prowl. Last two treatments are two newer herbicides, Brick F2 and F16, put pre-emergent surface. And number 18 are non-treated weed control, non-treated weed-free check. 32 ounce of Roundup was used with all the pre-plant surface treatments to simulate a burn-down study, and all three locations are dryland. They're all dryland. Rainfall till 10 days after application. Helen got a 0.34 inch, Fairhope got a 0.7 inch, Center got a 1.13 inch. Treatments were applied with either a spray ATV or backpack at 40 PSI, 20 GPA and 4 mile per hour. Cotton high stand count, visual injury, weed control reading, and final yield was collected during the season. LSD was conducted in a mixed model in SAS to compare treatment means to the non-treated control. And now we'll talk about cotton high stand count, injury yield, and weed control in the results section. I listed the results by location. All right, Helen is the blue bar, Fairhope is the red bar, Center is the green bar, and I got a standard arrow for all locations. All the data has been converted to percentage of non-treated control. And as you can see, I have two reading timing, 14 to 15 day after planting and 27 to 34 day after planting. Generally, I'm just talking about general trend because there are so many treatments. If you look at a 14 to 15 day after planting, the bar jump up and down a little bit, especially with the red bar, which is at Fairhope. So that means cotton height, you know, had a little bit variation at really early part of the game, at this location. But at the 27 to 34 day after planting, this bar seems to be a little bit more uniform than 14 to 15 day after application. The non-treated control are the three bars lying on the far right. That's the hand weed non-treated control. So it probably stung the cotton a little bit early in the season, but it's catching up after a month, you know, a month after application, which is something we all would expect. After average the cotton height data over three locations, I did a comparison to the non-treated control, which is a little bit easier to understand. Still, non-treated control is the bar on the far right. Anything with the black dot indicate a significant height difference compared to the non-treated control. As you can see, we do have 1, 2, 3, 4. Four treatment give us a height reduction early, you know, in the early rating. But at the 27 to 34 day after planting, only one has a significant lower height compared to non-treated control, which is Valor followed by Warren plus Prowl. That's the only one. So cotton grow out of injury pretty quick. Cotton stand count, I don't see any reduction compared to non-treated control. As you can see, after average the data, they pretty much all be the same, or some of the treatment are actually better than the non-treated control. The injury is all over the place. It's really hard to generalize a trend out of the injury. As you can see, the arrow bars are crazy. You know, they're crazy. Some of the arrow bars go below zero, which means you may or may not see a injury. You know, those injuries may not be real statistically. So, so it's really hard to say what's going to happen with the injury. You know, but if we're just talking about the means, the red bars are 27 to 34 day after planting, and the Valor, you can see Valor followed by Direx plus Prowl, Valor followed by Reflex plus Prowl, and Valor followed by Warren plus Prowl generally had three higher bars than the others. And this second one right there, I don't have a pointer, excuse me. The Reflex followed by Prowl had a little bit higher injury. And also, Prowl followed by Direx plus Prowl had a little bit higher injury. But if you look at a number, the highest injury is below 15%, so it's not that big of a concern. And also, the arrow bar is crazy, so which means it may or may not happen. So So I don't particularly worry about injury from what I've seen last year, but that's only 1 year data. I don't want to be too conclusive. All right, finally, seed cotton yield. All right. Three locations converted to percentage nitrate control. As you can see, the bars are pretty uniform. I don't see too much of a problem. And after average, the yield data over three locations, only one treatment has a significant lower yield than nitrate control, and that is Valor followed by Reflex plus Prowl, which is a treatment I would not recommend to anyone because I'm using two PPO at the same time, and they're all very hot. I'm just putting it out there for my own curiosity and see, you know, how the cotton can handle it. Looks like you don't like it, and also I'm not going to recommend it because of the PPO resistant concern. But overall, things look good. You know, I didn't hurt my cotton too bad, and the yield was fine. Pigweed control, Helen and Fairhope, excellent. They're all pretty much 100%. I don't have any problem with pigweed. Center, it varied a little bit, but overall speaking, over 90% for most of the treatments, except for two. So I don't particularly worry about pigweed, you know, in my trials or in Alabama. I can't say Alabama in general, but in my trials, it's not a big problem compared to this. Morning Glory control is all over the place. If you look at the top graph, this one right here, that's probably the lowest one I have. That is Prowl followed by Reflex plus Direx. And that seems to be pretty hot to me because I put a high rate of Direx with Reflex. But, you know, center location, 50% control, Morning Glory. And, some of the treatment has better control, over 90%, but the variation is huge. Arrow bar is pretty big. So, just a lot of variation, similar to injury, and that's just the nature of this beast. After average, Morning Glory control over three locations, still not a very conclusive trend. It seems to be all over the place, and none of the treatment work particularly well, over 90%. But still, I'm getting anywhere from, 65 to 85% control, and that's a lot better than if you don't use all herbicides. And I will illustrate what I mean after this slide. Conclusions and discussion. Cotton growth and the yield response was not negatively affected by treatments except for Valor followed by Reflex plus Prowl. Pigweed control was very good in most of the treatments. Morning Glory control varied from 50% to over 90%. Future research will focus on cotton variety tolerance to several key herbicides at several different rates in different soil types. All right, here's what I mean. Fairhope location, very heavy Morning Glory pressure. I don't have too much pigweed here, but Morning Glory is everywhere. As you can see from that photo over there on the right-hand side, after this black line, that's the non-treated area. It's a solid stand of Morning Glory, nothing else. All right, Prowl H2O followed by Brick F2, Prowl H2O followed by Reflex plus Warrant. I mean, Brick F2 and F16 performed pretty good in my trial at a three location. I kind of liked the Brick herbicide. The injury wasn't too bad, and I plan to continue into this herbicides next year. The plots don't look very impressive. As you can see, there's still Morning Glories encroach into the treaty area, and you have some grass out there, but still, it's a lot better than this, for sure. Grass is Morning Glory everywhere, so I'm not getting over 90% control, but I can live with this for sure. And a lot of people today has already talked about using soil herbicide to reduce the pressure you put on Ingenia, Dicamba, Liberty, whatever. This is an example why. You know, it's a lot easier to control the remaining Morning Glory in this plot compared to control all the weeds here. So that's my main point. You know, y'all can bring back home. Control Morning Glory, it's not great, but it's better to put something down. So you don't have too much of a problem with your post-treatment. The author would like to thank Alabama Cotton Commission for providing funding for this trial. No questions.
Any questions for Dr. Lee?
Yes, sir.
What Morning Glory species was most predominant out there?
I will say I believe in tall morning glory, but small flower morning glory, occasionally I see those. I didn't do specific reading on specific species. This is just overall, you know, morning glory reading.
Any other questions? Thank you, Dr.
Thank you.